Hello again. Great to be with you. I'm Jordan Rich. You're tuned to Connoisseur's Corner on WBZ. We talk about food, wine, dining, beverages, trends in dining, you name it. And we do so with the help of people like Matt Robinson of mattsmeals.com, his great website. Now, Matt, let's go Texas now, and let's talk about cider. I love the name of this one, Locust Cider.
Well, I'm a huge cider fan. I've talked about ciders from all over our region, but now I'm trying to branch out a little bit. There's so many great places. Locusts are probably one of the last things you want to think about when you're buying a cider, but this stuff is just so good. And actually, they got the name because part of the proceeds go into helping people who have things like Lyme disease and bug-related diseases, as unfortunately the founder's daughter does.
I see.
But it comes in amazing flavors. It's all Washington apples, even though it's from Texas. And actually, they use the cull apples, which are the blemished apples, the ones that fall off the trees. So there's no waste. They're helping, you know, preserve the crop for other farmers and other uses. But they have great flavors like honey, pear, chili, pineapple, and a Thai ginger cider, which is just knock your socks off. I love this stuff.
And it's available where?
It's coming east, but right now you can order it on their website, locustcider.com.
Locustcider.com. Have your spurs on when you do so. It's a Texas product. Thank you so much, Matt. Matt's website is mats-meals.com, and he joins me regularly here on Connoisseur's Corner, WBZ News Radio 1030.